Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado will provide publicly available voter registration information to a federal panel looking into election fraud. That's the word from Secretary of State Wayne Williams, who says he will comply with a panel request, just as his office does for hundreds of similar requests from political campaigns, candidates, and citizens. A new group is working to attract film and television crews to Teller County, citing the potential economic impact. The Teller County Film Commission says it hopes to capitalize on the area's natural beauty and Western heritage to draw producers of films, TV, and commercials. Executive Director Mike Perini says a production crew creates economic impact in a number of ways.
They have needs to eat, to sleep, to hire locals to help be maybe on the film or behind the film. They may need a set constructed, so reaching out, you know, to the hardware stores.
Perini also says the commission is already working with a major network set to begin filming for a project in Teller County this month. The Colorado Office of Film, Television, and Media estimates that film production has generated more than $150 million in economic impact statewide since 2012. And it's official, Denver will be the new home for the nation's largest outdoor recreation trade show starting next year. That move comes after 20 years in Utah and political differences with that state's leaders, including formal opposition to the Bear Ears National Monument. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.